Welcome back. Ready to get some up close and personal issues out on the table.
Yes.
Mostly about ourselves.
We love it here in this space. All right. So
there's a lot to unpack here, Justine.
There was a very eventful episode before this. We had an eventful time recording it. And now
it was
here.
An entire mayhem. Everything in our life has become mayhem.
I feel like we named our podcast Moms Raising Mayhem and then
mayhem just followed us.
we were like, oh, it's cute. And then it was like, mayhem unleashed.
You know when you put in the universe what you want to attract?
Yep.
We fucked ourselves.
Welcome to
Moms Raising Mayhem.
I'm Justine.
And I'm Kate.
That was the mayhem.
So we must be the moms.
All right, this week's episode, we are going to talk about...
Let's talk about how we feel about our damn selves and also why we feel that way and what we're doing to try to prevent our kids from feeling how we feel.
Yes.
Get it on
that's
the
a
table.
Big one. Even though we have all boys, it's still super important for them to...
Honestly, I think it's more important and we'll get into that.
Yeah.
So, Justine, when you were growing up, what was the discussions about weight, body image... and such like that that you were exposed to? Because, I mean, I can go off on this.
Well, I was a dancer.
Oh, you have even more problems.
Yeah. That makes sense. And I got my period at a really young age. And then when I was about 15 was when I started with body dysmorphia and I had eating disorders. At 17, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis and celiac disease. So that changed the way that I looked at food a lot.
What's the first one you were diagnosed with?
Ulcerative colitis.
What's
that? It's basically ulcers in like parts of your colon.
Okay.
It's why I became so passionate about health and wellness. They literally threw me on all of these things to bring the swelling down in my colon. And then I was on all of these pills and all this stuff, and the second that I got pregnant with Benny, which was at 21, so about 4 years later, I went cold turkey, took myself off medication, and
started doing research on how to better
started
yourself.
Doing research on a raw vegan diet. I was already vegan at that point, but I went raw vegan, which my doctor literally told me not to do. But it was the best. Well, just because when you go raw vegan, your body naturally detoxes. And you're not supposed to detox while you're pregnant. But I did it anyway, and it was the best I ever felt.
You're not still raw vegan.
No, I'm not still raw vegan. I do, when I'm feeling really bloated or when I just feel like I need to reset, I'll go raw vegan for a week or two.
Okay.
It just like what works best for my body. And then I'll just slowly integrate cooked food again. But yeah, still to this day... being pregnant and all of that, like I obviously had my first two kids at 21 and 23, so I snapped right back and I didn't feel bad about myself. There were still moments where my old feelings would come up, but since I've had Damie, this is like the worst I've felt about my body in general. And I know it has to do with age and C-sections and yada yada yada, but
that doesn't take away.
It doesn't take away
how
from
you feel.
It, no. So what about you? Growing up, what was the topic of conversation?
Growing up, so just to start this conversation, the other day I took a really cute picture of my mom and Axel holding hands when we were walking.
Mm-hmm.
Look how cute, right?
Oh my God, that's so cute. And he's in the stroller,
he was
too.
In the stroller walking and she was walking next to him and they were holding hands. And I sent it to her because I thought it was a cute picture. And my mom's response was, "That's sweet, but do I really have a big fat butt and chicken legs?" So this is just...
Exhibit A.
My mother is a very small person. She weighs 97 pounds.
Yeah,
like, she's tiny. She handed me down a bag of clothes from her the other day. And she was like, they're too big on her. And I literally couldn't get them over one leg of my body.
Oh my God.
And I was like, awesome. So, you know... I grew up in a 90s household. My mom always said she was overweight. Always. Yeah. No matter what happened, my mom was always like, I'm overweight. I can't wear a bathing suit. I can't wear this. And my mom is like small. So it was just
was
something.
Was she always that tiny?
My mom's never weighed more than like 135 pounds. She's never been bigger than a size 6. She's probably the smallest she's ever been now. But growing up, she was like a normal thin mom.
Yeah.
She wasn't ever overweight. My mom never wanted to be like a dumpy mom. And I get that because I don't want to be a dumpy mom. But that's like ingrained in my brain. I've weighed a lot of different weights. I've been much heavier than I am now, probably like 150-ish plus. And then I've been much thinner, like 99 to 100 pounds, between 17 and 35. I've definitely
fluctuated often.
A lot.
Yeah.
And it all has like a direct relation to how I'm feeling in life.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm feeling like happy and really good and everything's great and I'm having fun, like I'm at my heaviest.
Yeah.
Because I'm just, enjoying life. Like I'm just having fun and I don't care. And then it's when I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself and being like really anal and falling down 100 rabbit holes of what I should and shouldn't eat and all these things. That's when I lose the most weight. But that's usually when I'm at my like lowest mentally. This was like a thing in my family. Like my grandma would always call fat people walruses. But she was like 95. Yeah. Like it wasn't something that, it was just a funny joking thing. I know none of them were serious. We don't hate fat people. Nobody hates anything. Yeah. But it was just like my family would make jokes and they were always like jokes that were mean. But it was a different time-ish.
Yeah.
And then growing up in our generation, it was very hard because all of the women that you're supposed to like look up to were extremely, extremely thin, right? It was the heroin chic era of life.
I know.
It was the Britney Spears and the Christina Aguilera, and they were all like 14-year-olds, and they were being compared to women, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were like actual children being dressed up like women, and that's what you were supposed to idolize to look like when you were an adult.
Yeah,
not when you were 14, which is what the age they were. Everyone around me is always constantly talking about their weight. It has been a very hard thing for me my entire life.
Yeah.
But it's just because it's so hard. It's like, how do you feel? You know, I've never
like
been
how
like
you're raised,
thin, you know,
where
like,
it was like spoken about.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, there was times where I was thin where at the time I was like thought that I wasn't.
I think everyone has those times, though.
Yeah.
That's definitely like we're in our 30s. We looked like pictures of us young.
Yeah. But like there's, I don't know, an issue, too, is going with trends. There was a time where I was eating so much because all I wanted was a huge ass.
Yeah. And that's not really how that works.
It's not how that works.
You kind of have to be born with that, honey.
Yeah, I know.
My body type is not huge ass. I wish it was.
Right, exactly.
But it's not. But even like pant sizes. Mm. Like even people I know that have like a huge ass that look great, they're like still feel weird about themselves because their pant size number is physically larger.
Mm, right.
You know, I think no matter what body you're in, there's reasons why you're unhappy with your body.
And that doesn't just go for women.
No, because for every single person in the world.
Yeah, I agree.
So as parents, now that we like know our background, why we have mental illness, like why we are unstable as human, why people look at me and I'm like, oh, that picture was horrendous. Going forward, what is your stance now and how you're trying to be preventative about what you, let's not even talk about our kids, like just like what you say to yourself daily.
The biggest thing now that especially that I try to literally say in the mirror out loud to myself is that I've brought life into this world. Like
Multiple times.
As a woman. As a woman that has given birth, you literally have to learn to love your body in a totally different way. Like, and it's so true about how women say, like, I don't even feel like I have my body anymore. I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, this doesn't even feel like me. Because even, like I said, after Benny and Lincoln, I had them at such a young age that I felt hot as shit after I had them.
You were hot as shit after you had them.
Like, I didn't feel an ounce different. You know what I mean? If not, if anything, I felt better. But especially this time around, right before I got pregnant with Damie, I was like in the best shape of my life. And I, like I just said, I was eating a lot, trying to grow my ass, and I was weightlifting. So I was really trying to put on weight. And I finally got to that point where I was starting to gain traction of putting on weight. And then, boom, I got pregnant. So, like, it continued. And also, in my relationship, I have such a comfort of, shout out Max Farrow for always making me feel like I'm the hottest bitch on the planet. Right. And I just kept eating and eating and eating. And I was just, like, pregnant. And it was a lot harder to lose it because I was older. And then I got an unscheduled C-section, unplanned totally. So there were so many factors that go into it. But probably the biggest one of why I got lost in the sauce and gained so much weight was because Max always made me feel so good. So this time around, since I'm struggling with it the most of where I feel disconnected from my body, I'm constantly reminding myself, I've given birth. I'm a woman. My body is going to change. Fucking gravity, whatever I have to explain to myself to make sure that I know I'm still
worthy.
Worthy.
I think the most important thing you need to tell yourself is that, A, you still look great. Like, no one's going to, like, walking down the street be like, look at Justine. She looks horrendous.
Yeah.
But also, number two is, like, you are not your body.
Yeah.
Right? Like, your body is just something you live in. It's going to change 5,000 times over. And you are not, your worth and your, you know, how important you are to your kids and how important you are to your husband and how important you are to us, that has nothing to do with your body. You know, like, your body is just, just something that your soul lives in. It has nothing to do with who you are as a person. And, like, that's hard.
It's so hard to...
It's so hard.
To really ingrain.
Well, because so much of my self-worth was always... Like, my self-worth was always placed in other people's opinions of me.
Of course.
How many people talk
was
to me...
Was and always is.
Was and always is and still is. Like, so much of, like, you know, who I am... was based on what other people told me I was.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, like, this is going to sound weird, but I think pole dancing and stuff, like, it's given me a lot more control over my body and a lot more of, I don't know, you just, it's kind of, like, given me back my body. It's given me back, like, who I am as a person and let myself, it's allowed me to find myself again in something that I was like, fuck, this thing's a disaster. You know, like.
Well, that's how I feel about Pilates.
You know, exactly. You need to find something that you regain your sexy in. Wearing slutty outfits around a bunch of women of all different types and sizes.
Yep.
And doing a whole bunch of things that I would never usually do is really good to kind of reclaim.
It's almost like pushing you out of your comfort zone so that you feel comfort in your body again.
Right. Like, you have to reclaim your space. You have to reclaim your body.
Yeah.
Which is hard, especially after having a kid. Because
it's so hard.
You literally have someone else living inside of your body. So trying to reclaim it as your own is a struggle. It's a fucking struggle bus.
I know. It's hard. It really is. And I mean, we've spoke about postpartum depression. That obviously doesn't help because that extends the amount of time that it's even harder to feel like you can reclaim your body. Because when you're in PPD, like, you're not thinking that, like, how we're talking right now, we couldn't have had this conversation when we were 6 months postpartum and we were in it. You know what I mean? There was no telling us
that it was you were gonna see through to the other side. There was no telling me. And honestly, no, after I gave birth to Axel, I was like proud of my body.
Yeah.
In a different way than I've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I, you know, having a kid was such, like, a struggle for me for so long. Yeah. I wanted it for 7 years. And I was finally able to do it. And I was like, I did this.
Right. That's true.
You know, like, that was a different kind of pride I found in my body, which was unusual and kind of refreshing. But I think when you're in the anxiety and the depression of it all, it's hard for you to get up and want to start doing something for yourself that is physically better for yourself.
Well, that, and also there's a, not a stigma, but, like.
I also didn't want to leave my baby.
Well, not wanting to leave your baby, but I was more so saying there are women that even at our age snap right back and flaunt it on Instagram. And then this goes back to social media.
That's why we're doing this episode now.
It's a lot of seeing women.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, there's women that I've seen on TikTok that are like, I'm 3 days postpartum and my stomach's already flat and I'm sitting here fucking my baby's a year and a half. And I'm like, I can't fix it.
I know. I think
it's very hard seeing other women prosper in that aspect.
And this is why we're doing this. Like you said, like, social media affects our kids, and there's like a lot of negative influences because of them trying to figure out who they are as people and try mm-hmm. to discover their own person and try to figure out their own identity. And they have all these influencers and like just this other influence of other people that they know personally or they don't know, that's like affecting their self-esteem.
Yeah.
But like us as adults and us as mothers, we go on the internet to try to find people we can see ourselves in a little mm-hmm. bit. You know, like, you're scrolling through to try to find someone who has shared parenting techniques that you could kind of learn from, or shared family things that you think you can gain some insight from. And instead of finding, I mean, I have found some of those.
Yeah.
But a lot of the parents and the moms that I find on the internet are people like your side.
Yeah.
People who are like, look how hot I am.
But it's not even moms. I can like wear. Sometimes like I get stuck in, I'm like, oh my God, this girl's body is so nice. And she's fucking 19 years yeah. old, but no kids. And
I do
I'm
that
like,
too.
And then I'm like, why am I even?
I do that too.
Why am I there? Like, why am I there?
I need to. The issue that I have is that's so hard for me is like, I was never in that shape. I've never looked like that. Like, you've looked like that. Like, you've been hot. So you kind of could at least be like, well, at least I did it. Me, I'm like, well, I wasted all of my youth.
But in those moments, it wasn't a healthy
no, I know.
Version
I know.
Of me. Like, it was like, I'm only doing this because I want to have a big ass and I'm eating too much for my body and I'm trying to gain too much weight, or I'm not eating enough because I want to lose weight. And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it was a very like, yeah, maybe I looked hot on the outside, but it was a very unhealthy mindset
but
to get there.
Do you think that a lot of the people that you're comparing yourself to on the internet have healthy mindsets to get themselves to the place that they're at?
Maybe a very small percentage do.
So you're saying, well, I wasn't in a healthy mindset when I had it. And I'm like, but they're probably not in a healthy mindset
That's
when
true.
They have it now.
That's true.
You know, a
Whereas
lot of people
now,
are.
Now I'm at the point where, and this is something piggybacking off of how we're going to try to teach our kids to have better mindsets. I try to tell my kids that I'm not now doing Pilates because I want to lose weight. I'm doing Pilates because I want to feel stronger yep. and I want to feel good.
Right. Like, I always said, I want to work out and I want to like get stronger so I can continue to picking up my kids. I want to be continue to be able to play with them and run around with them and have fun with them.
Mm-hmm.
But even now, I'm an all or nothing person. But like, I didn't go to the gym this week because I was just fucking tired over it. But when I skip, I skip.
Yeah, that's how Max is.
And when I go, I'm obsessive and addicted.
Yeah.
And I go all the time, and I go as much as humanly possible.
Max will like literally go to the gym every single day, eat the bare minimum.
Me.
Like, not like just like eat super
eat
healthy. Like everything.
And then the next week I'll eat ice cream and have pizza. Today I had the chicken sandwich, pizza, and I'm texting Tony like, yo, really want ice cream? Like I'm such an extremist, and I have such like an addictive personality in everything mm-hmm. I do. That I cannot, finding a happy, comfortable medium
mm-hmm.
is really hard. And being a mom has forced me to kind of find that medium.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm not going to not go and eat ice cream with my kids.
Yeah.
I'm not going to force them to live on lettuce. Or I never want to be the mom that I'm like, you guys are eating this meal and I'm eating a different meal because mommy's on a diet.
No.
Because I'm not like against people who do that. If that's your life, that's great. Like I'm not making all those meals, but that's awesome. But also, I think because I have boys, I never want them to be mean to a woman based on their body or have opinions on a woman's body in a negative or positive way yeah. because of how I raise them. I don't ever want them to be like, yeah, well, we're all guys, we're eating this, but my mom is a woman and she's eating something different.
I mean, even just like the awareness of there are times where I'm not perfect, obviously, and I fall into the trap where I like really genuinely don't feel good about myself, and
same.
I say it and I vocalize it. Like, my kids same. Are older, so Lincoln will be like, mom, you just had a baby.
Yeah.
And like, he knows. Or the other day, like, Benny was laying behind me and he touched my stomach. I was like, oh, don't touch my fat belly. And he was like, mom, you've had 3 babies. They always make comments like that, and I'm like, you know what, you're right. And I hope that helps them when they're older and they have a girlfriend
a
or a wife.
But I want them to like even just be accepting of women when they don't have a baby or a wife.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's
I want them
I shouldn't
to just,
only say that, but
you know, want them to be like, you know what, that's her body. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people like don't have a lot of control over their bodies. There's only so much exercising and diet can do. I'm never gonna have a flat stomach. I've never had a flat stomach.
See, I think you have a flat stomach.
No, I've never had a flat stomach a day in my life. So I like
okay.
It's never gonna happen. Back, you know when we went on like that mom boat trip?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm the fattest one here. Why am I on this boat?
I did not look at you.
And that is all I thought about that entire day. I was like, and I'm the fattest one here. And I told
you, but like I feel like when I look at those pictures, I'm like, okay, she has a nice butt and she has a flat stomach.
Yeah. I'm like, Tony, I don't belong on this boat. And I told him that for like a week and a half. I was like, I can't go. I cannot go. And he was like, why? And I'm like, because I'm 100 pounds heavier than all of these other girls. And that is an insane thing that I'm like, I'd rather stay home and not have fun.
Yeah.
Than be in a bathing suit around people.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I mean, I've felt that.
Yeah.
And also to piggyback off of that, I don't know if this is the case for you, but more so when I am bleeding and 3 days before my period. So for a week every month, like right now, yes, I say I'm doing Pilates to get stronger and to feel good. But of course, I'm looking at myself like, oh, I kind of feel like I lost a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
Like finally, I'm starting to, you know, gain traction. This is paying off. I'll be like, oh, I feel good. And then my period will come and it'll be like those 3 days before and I'm PMSing. And I am literally not the same person because the whole time in Mexico, I was disgustingly self-conscious the entire time because I had my period and I was just like, I don't feel good. And then I dig myself in a hole. And I'll look at Max, I'm like, why are you with me? I'm disgusting. Of course, then you're in Mexico and you're around all these fucking hot, beautiful right. Mexican women that are dressed half naked and they're in wearing thong bathing suits. And I'm here feeling like complete shit about myself and I spiral.
Oh, I spiral it on.
I spiral like, really bad.
So many times that I like look back on like family vacation pictures and I'm like, well, if I would have been 10 pounds less, this picture would be great.
Yeah. Oh, all the time.
And I'm like, that's disturbing.
Yeah. Like there's pictures that I don't post of that when me and Damie went to Florida, I posted a couple of pictures because like you can't see. But like my arm is the biggest that it's ever been. And that's what I was concerned about.
Yeah, 100%.
And Max was like, do you see Damie's face in this picture and your face, like the pure joy and happiness on your faces? And you're not going to post it because you think your arm looks fat.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
I'm like, yeah, I'm not.
No, it's really, I am having a hard time with that because I'm trying to hang up pictures. Like I've told you this, there's this whole thing about how kids find their self-worth and they're like, they feel like they belong in a family when there's pictures of the family hung around the house, right?
I love
like,
that.
And I see that because my mother-in-law has a ton of pictures of the family around the house and my kids are always taking them and
That's
carrying them
so
around.
Sweet.
And there's a picture from the whole extended family at a wedding. And Gage brings it to school with him in his lunchbox.
Oh, my God.
And he carries it around. He's like, this is my Uncle John, and this is my aunt.
Oh, my God, I love that.
And he, like, points to everyone, and he, like, carries it around. And, like, that's his family. They're so important to him.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find pictures to hang up in my house and try to, like, make a whole galley wall of all our families and stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to look at a picture of me where I feel fat every single day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fucking insane.
That's horrible.
I'm like, I'd rather take pictures of myself down because I'm like, oh
yeah. Or like Gage is not looking at that picture like mom looks fat.
No.
He's looking at that picture like, oh my God, this is my beautiful mommy.
Right.
Like he, literally.
And that's how I always want them to look at people. Mm-hmm. I never want them to hear the self doubt and the self talk.
Well, it's like and this especially goes for you since you're a blended race family.
Yeah.
You don't ever want anybody to look at your family and say, oh, well, why do they have, why is their son not the same skin color as them?
No, of course.
So.
But like, you have to realize that people have looked at my family and said many weird shit.
Yeah, but I'm saying teaching our kids, like.
100%.
We want Gage to know that you're his mom, period.
I am his mom.
I mean, you are his mom.
I'm his mom, but he has his two moms. And I'll explain that when he gets older. I love him to death. And I think going to the gym and doing stuff like that, you know, it's just important for him to hear that I'm leaving the house to do this
yeah,
for myself.
To do something for yourself.
And I'm I'm kind of past the point where I think my body's going to change. Mm-hmm. I was talking to my friend Liz about this yesterday. I'm like, I do not sit down.
Yeah.
I move 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
I am never not moving. I don't ever sit down to eat like a full meal. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, oh, I'll grab a little bit of food here, or grab a little bit of food here. I'm constantly moving. I'm constantly picking up my kids. I'm constantly carrying things up down the stairs. I'm moving
nonstop. Yeah.
So I don't think like going to the gym and going on the treadmill is going to make me lose any weight. You know, like mm-hmm. I'm already moving to the point where I adding more movement is not doing much. I need to just look at like me going to the gym is for like my mental health and my strength building.
I was gonna say, you want to feel strong.
Just so my kids know that like it's good to take time for yourself and do something mm-hmm. positive, like going to the gym or something like that.
Yeah.
I never want them to be, I don't want to give them like a negative relationship with food or a negative relationship with their body or a negative relationship with exercise and pressure them into doing it or be like.
So I have like a, there's like a line for that. For instance, with Benny and Lincoln, like, they'll go days where Benny will only eat white food.
Right.
Bagel with cream cheese, pasta, bagel with cream cheese, rice. And that's it.
Gage lived on a strict diet of Grover bars, which are those Earth's Best, like the ones with Grover on them.
Oh, my God.
He calls them Grover bars. And they're like strawberry Nutri-Grain bars or something.
Yeah.
He probably had like 10 of them today. That's it. And I buy like 2 16 boxes of them and then I won't buy them for weeks because when I have them, he won't eat anything else. And he's on a strictly Grover bar diet. And Axel's on a strictly garlic knot diet. Garlic knot and milk. What a combo.
I just like... If it was a like a couple weeks phase, I wouldn't make such a big deal out of it. But this is going on like years now.
It's hard because I've talked to doctors and stuff about this, and they're basically saying, "Don't force it."
Yeah.
Someone I know is like, "Look, my kid literally lives on the McDonald's," and they were like, "All right, well, if you look at it and you break it apart, they're getting protein.
Yeah.
They're getting fats." They're getting the
carbs.
This
is a hard conversation for me, though, because I am very, like...
I know.
You know.
But I think fed is best.
Yeah.
That's always the line in the sand for kids. You know, being fed and eating something is better than eating nothing. So as long as your kid is... And you have to trust that their body knows what's best for them at that moment, right?
But I don't think it does, though.
I think
because,
it does.
Because, like, I think a lot of kids, for instance, a lot of kids with certain deficiencies in nutrition, and this is just what I learned in school.
No, I agree with that. But there's a difference between kids having deficiencies because they're not having the foods available to them and kids that are having deficiencies that have the foods available to them. I think if you always offer the foods that are best for their body and they choose these, they know their body and their brain and everything at least knows that that's available to them. And that's a thing that they can always get when they need it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids that have deficiencies because they don't have the food available to them that they actually need.
But what I'm saying is, though... is like Benny has it available to him. He knows it's available.
Exactly.
He chooses for years now not to take those things and he has deficiencies. So at what point do you make it like a
how Benny, can you force him?
You gotta start eating better. You know what I mean?
I see it a lot of ways. So Tony always says that like he has a lot of problems with food because his dad would always yell at him not to eat any more bread or not to eat any more of something. And my mom says the same thing. My mom's always like, when I was growing up, or there's always like sometimes
you don't want to create a bad relationship.
You don't want to create a bad relationship with food. And sometimes when they get to the point of being old enough to make their own decisions, they end up making the worst decisions because they have been, they're finally like, oh, I have this freedom. I can eat all the bread I want. I can eat all the Snicker bars I want because I can go to the store and buy them.
Yeah.
And that's what I say about Halloween. People are so picky about how many pieces of candy their kids are allowed to eat on Halloween. I always say, my kids can eat as much fucking Halloween candy as they want the day of Halloween.
Yeah.
Eat it. Make yourself sick. I don't give a shit. I'd rather you eat 100 pieces of candy this night and vomit chocolate all over yourself and you never want to see chocolate again than me being like, you're allowed to have 3 pieces a day. And then you're looking forward to those 3 pieces a day every single day. Because by day 2, I throw out the Halloween candy. They never ask for it again. But if you like give them a certain amount of number and then they crave that number every day for weeks because they're like, oh, I'm allowed to only have this many pieces today and I get to have that again tomorrow. And then their brain is obsessed with wanting the more the next day, the more the next day, the more the next day. It is giving them like an obsession about a food. My mom always said like Weight Watchers is the worst for her because she's like, oh, I know when noon comes, I'm allowed to have a piece of cheese.
Yeah.
And she's like, when noon comes, I would never be hungry in general. I wouldn't eat that. Yeah. I would normally skip lunch. I don't need lunch.
Yeah.
And she's like, but when you have something in your brain that's, I'm allowed to have this now, I'm allowed to have this then,
I mean, any of those,
obsessive.
It's known that creating diets and things like that are not successful in any way, shape, or form.
Anything that becomes like an obsessive thing.
No, it should be you're creating
healthy habits,
a good lifestyle choice of how you're going to eat.
Or you're just trying your best each meal. Are these the food I got? I'm trying my best.
Yeah.
I eat one sandwich and turn it two. I don't know. I did a good job today. Cool. You know, like, it has to be small victories. So being like, Benny, you only want to eat white food, but I really want you to eat this neon green salad. He'll be like, fuck you, Mom. I'm never doing that.
Yeah.
But maybe if you're just slowly just keep putting it on the table or keep putting it on his plate next to his white food, he'll slowly
gravitate
toward it instead of flipping salads and throwing
Well, Benny's thing is he says he doesn't like textures. Like, okay. He'll try potatoes, he'll try whatever, all of this stuff, avocado even, and he'll be like, I don't mind the flavor, I just can't handle the texture.
I mean, that's a legit thing.
It is.
It's a real thing.
But then he needs, then they have like food therapy for kids who don't like textures.
Don't give him a complex, girl.
And I feel like food therapy is just not.
No, please don't.
Not it.
Please don't do that. I feel like you don't want, you want to let him figure it out in his own time. Will he drink smoothies?
He does, yeah. And I put some stuff in there.
Yeah, like I was just try to sneak it in when you can.
Yeah.
If you got to get him pasta, get him pasta made with vegetables or something.
Well, I do that. I mean, I say that he's not eating things, but obviously the in my house the only pasta I have is quinoa pasta, so it's like
right. So
there's protein in it, you
protein
know,
like, pasta,
but it's just like, yeah,
I just think creating a healthy relationship with food young and forever is important. Mm-hmm.
And not just that, starting young, but also making comments about people's bodies.
No, that's very important. But like my mom always said, like when you go to someone's house, you don't have control over what they serve you.
Yeah.
When you're a kid and you're like invited over for someone's dinner, they serve you what they're serving you. It doesn't matter if it's McDonald's or it's sushi.
Yeah.
You're getting what that family's eating that night.
Yep.
And you don't want to be that kid that's like, can never, you don't want to be the kid that like can't eat it. And you also don't want to be the kid who's like, I've never had this before and now I'm obsessed with it. You have to be someone who's like kind of in between.
Benny gives me a hard time with everything, and then he goes to his friend's house and he'll literally eat anything they put in front of him. I'm just like, oh, cool.
But that's Gage. Like, Gage won't eat salmon at my house. He won't eat this at my house. But he'll go to my in-laws and like eat all the salmon. But it's because another kid is doing it that he wants to. Oh. My nephew lives at my in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if Jackson's eating it, Gage is going to eat it.
Yeah.
Like, if Benny's friend is eating it, Benny's not going to be like, no, I want to be weird and say
no.
No,
no, like, I say no to pizza.
No one's going to do that. You
yeah,
know,
that's
like,
true.
Fitting in is very important for kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to stand out at a dinner table because then they're like, they'll never invite me over again if I have an issue. Food relationships is very difficult.
Yeah.
But I think it's very important to not say negative comments about yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most important is talking positively about ourselves.
Well, this is 5 parental body image issues that affect children. It says feelings about your child's weight, shape, or size.
Okay.
It says any comments you make, verbal or nonverbal, about your child's weight rely both directly and indirect messages that can impact your child's self-esteem for years to come. And I would say that's obvious.
Yeah.
But also, I don't think we realize how easily those comments get made.
how easily and how sometimes you don't need to directly say it, but it's still being said.
But I mean, just to the bare minimum of what I'm talking to Gage and Axel, I'm like, show me your muscles. I know it's like cutesy and little, and they both just make little muscle arms, which is really cute. But that's still me commenting about their bodies.
Yeah.
Right?
So that's what I mean is you don't have to directly, that's like more indirectly, I guess. Like you don't have to directly say something like, you look skinny.
Or you look fat.
Yeah, or you look fat.
You could just be like, that shirt's getting a little tight on you, huh, bud?
What about if you were like, oh, you're growing. Shirt's getting small.
I think what you should just do is let them wear the shirt and then just get rid of it and replace it without mentioning the shirt at all.
That's true.
You know, like, it's so easy for us to be like, oh, look, your pants are getting tight, or things are feeling a little snug. You're growing. Look at you getting bigger. But, like, even saying, like, looking at you getting bigger, even though that's, like, a comment that's meant in, like, a loving way that you're growing up and you're maturing and you're growing, and that's good, kids grow in really weird ways, right? Like, sometimes they get heavier, then they all of a sudden get really skinny and tall. Kids don't grow in, like, a all-over, one proper way. We don't gain an inch on our stomach and an inch on our height at the same time. Like,
yeah, and
kids grow in, like, different shapes.
It all turns different ways.
So it's very important, I think, for us to not even mention that. And just, as parents, notice it and then replace their clothing. Like, mm-hmm. And just sneak it in, sneak it out. It says, number two, feelings about your own weight, shape, or size. Even if you never make a comment about your child's body, your child will always remember the comments you make about yourself.
Truth.
And that is true, because yes. I remember every comment my mother's made about herself. Your kids will always remember everything. And it's like it says here, if you're a biological parent, your child may also be aware that on some level that you are referencing the genetics you share.
Oh.
Because even if you're just like, oh, I'm so short, and you see that your grandmother's short, and then they're going to be like, oh, well, you're going to think I'm short because I'm the same height as you.
Yeah.
Like something that they have no control over. Number three says, feelings about the bodies of others.
That's a definite.
It says, when you're watching TV, if you make a comment about a celebrity, they hear that. So like Kelly Clarkson or someone who's on, I'm saying her because she's on like one of these weight loss commercials.
Yeah.
But if someone's like, oh, look how great she looks. She lost so much weight. Or like, oh, wow, she really let herself go. Look how big she got.
Well, also,
there's a lot of like indirect comments that people say all the time that you don't realize that
kids are mentioned before, more so women falling into the trap of gossiping. Mm-hmm. I think we both agreed that we wanted to be more mindful about it.
Right.
In front of our kids.
Just in general.
Honestly. Just in general, like gossiping in general in front of or talking about anybody else in front of our children. Because it truly shapes their perspective on people. And that goes with this also. It's not just about how they feel about them as a person. It's what they look like. It starts to shape their minds into thinking that matters.
It creates things in their brain that teaches them that their self-worth is attached to their physical appearance.
Right. That's what I mean. It's like if that's something that we're mentioning out loud and we're speaking about, then they're going to think that there's some sort of significance or importance to that right. When there shouldn't be.
It says number four is viewing your body as an instrument or an ornament. Your child looks to you to understand the primary purpose of their body. The diet and fitness industries incessantly push the message that the outward appearance of the body matters more than behaviors we engage in. So yeah, this is what we were saying. The focus becomes on your weight instead of the state of our physical and mental health.
Okay, so yeah, that's what we were saying before. Yeah. How we're trying to more so not say that we're going to our classes or going to the gym to lose weight. We're going to feel good and to be strong.
Right. This is important that we should start making sure we praise things about ourselves and we already praise these things about our kids, but mostly about ourselves that like, oh, like, look how smart daddy is. He figured this thing out. There has to be words going on or conversations going on in the household that are about people's either your intelligence or your something that's not a physical attribute.
Mm-hmm.
There, it's so easy to be like, oh, you look great, honey. I don't know. I'm saying this in weird. I'm giving everything a weird accent for some reason. I'm talking like Al Bundy this entire night. But, you know, like,
I know what you mean, though.
When we talk to each other and our spouses and our significant others or our friends and family, like, it's easy to compliment physical appearance.
Their appearances, yeah.
That's the first thing everyone compliments, right? Mm-hmm. When you're going out, Max isn't going to be like, you're real smart tonight, Justine. He's going to be like, you look great, yeah. Right? But it's always a physical compliment.
Yeah.
There has to be a way to integrate conversations about things that are not about physical appearance.
Well,
that
yes
we're still
and no,
complimenting
but,
each other.
But also, too, on top of that, though, I think that the kids should also see us commenting each other's appearance because...
Well, when we're not looking our best.
When we're not looking or feeling our best and it's kind of more apparent.
That's true.
Like, I'll be like, oh, my hair is a mess. Can I do it quick before we leave the house? And Max will say something like, what do you mean? I think you look cute.
Right. Like that's
like
good.
Where it's making it very apparent that I don't feel great about myself, but Max still loves me regardless.
That's 100%.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
So I
like, yes and no.
Yeah, I think that we should just continue to give each other, just to praise each other in every way in a relationship. Like, that's a relationship conversation, which we will have, but that's equally as important for kids to watch.
Mm-hmm.
How people are treated in a relationship, how, you know, significant others treat each other. In all relationships, it's important to... just continuously to praise each other. Mm-hmm.
And to lift each other
lift
up.
Lift each other
just
up. And
speak positively about one another.
Try and Tony. I'm sorry.
Oh, are you learning
I'll be
from this?
Better, Tony.
Are you learning from this?
No.
I feel like for Max and I, me and Max both talk negatively about ourselves, but are equally like... just like I think he's like the hottest guy on the planet, but he's always like, oh, I don't feel like it, but vice versa for me too. But like that's kind of why I said about the kids also seeing if we don't feel our absolute best,
right?
It's important for them to hear. Speaking about that, actually going off of that really quick, we kind of were targeting comments about weight and food, but also too, like, something that I do that now that we're talking about it and these thoughts are coming to fruition.
She's waking up.
I'm waking up a little. I feel like sometimes I make comments about their haircut or...
You do that a lot.
The way that they dress or... No, not really the way they dress.
Well, no, you do. I'm going to throw you under the bus here.
You can. That's fine.
Because there's definitely been times where you were like...
I take constructive criticism well.
I know. Just because now that you've said it, I like remember two things. Because mm-hmm. you didn't like that Lincoln's hair was always cut straight in the front. And you brought up baby pictures to prove that his hair was always cut straight in the front.
That was a huge thing.
I was like, oh my God, who cares? He looks adorable. Stop it. And then you're always like, they won't wear pants. They're always wearing sweats. They will never wear jeans. When you were like...
But did I say it in a negative way? Or you just mean I was commenting on it in general?
Well, I was like for Tony's party or something.
Oh.
And you were like, they won't wear pants. They'll just wear... This is what they're going
to
be
dressing. Yeah, but I feel like...
And I don't think it was negative. I just think it was a comment.
Yeah, it was a comment about what they're wearing.
You know?
I feel like I've gotten over that, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever make comments about what they're really wearing. I definitely do about their haircut. I'll own up to that. I definitely make comments about the haircuts.
It's hard.
But with the clothes thing, first of all, Lincoln picks out his outfits and I love it. Like, he just is adorable.
Gage picks out his outfits every single day.
I love it so much.
He wears three shirts on top of each other. Three. Literally fucking three shirts.
Why do kids do shit like that?
He wears so many shirts. Right now, he put his pajama shirt on top of his shirt he wore today. Because he refuses
to do that.
Because he likes the shirt he's wearing and he said, I don't want to take this one off, but he still wants to wear his pajama shirt.
But like, isn't it uncomfortable?
It looks extremely uncomfortable.
I don't get it.
But I'm just like, you look great.
The only comment I make about Benny, he wears these like old Hanes white t-shirts and he wears them 10 sizes too small.
Would you prefer them 10 sizes too big?
No, but like, but I don't do it because I genuinely care. I do it because I don't want him to get made fun of at school.
But I think that what we're learning here is that a kid, their self-esteem comes from all of this. So if that's what he feels the most comfortable in and he's presenting to the world and that's what he wants to present, then you have to let him do it.
Well, so this is what I did.
Did you replace them all with a size bigger Hanes t-shirts?
No, every time they come from their dad's house and they have Hanes t-shirts, I throw them out. But Benny is always asking for white t-shirts.
Okay.
So I went to Target. I got the Cat and Jack brand. They were on sale for $3.
Cute.
And I got him 6 white t-shirts, but they're like nicer white t-shirts. Okay. They're white t-shirts with the pocket where it doesn't look like, you know, and I got him a large and I got him 2 extra larges so that when I wash them, they're not like Davey, look like they fit on Davey.
Fat belly shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like I compromised, but like I didn't tell him I was doing that. I just said, oh, Benny. And I didn't tell him, oh, I got you the good shirts or I got you the ones.
No, of course not. Of course
not. I just said, I was just like, oh, you've been telling me you wanted white t-shirts. So I caved and I got you a bunch.
That's good.
And that was it.
I feel like, yeah, because we've been focusing a lot on our own self-image because of how it affects the kids.
Yeah.
But I think you have to allow your kids to have their own expression.
Absolutely.
And dress how they want. Like when I fostered the girls, what the younger one literally was obsessed with tutus and weird thick tights with stripes on them and hearts on her knees. And she would wear them every single day. They would always be like 45 dresses with a lot of layers underneath the dresses and a lot of tight options. And honestly, did sometimes she look crazy and I felt like writing to the school like, sorry. But honestly, you know what? A majority of the time they're kids.
Yeah.
No one is expecting kids to be put together 24 hours a day. And if you are, then that's a whole different situation.
Yeah.
Kids should be allowed to express themselves and look like kids.
They should. I agree. But kids are also fucking mean.
Kids are mean, but they I'm going to tell you right now.
We need to build up their confidence so that they're not affected by it is really what we're getting at.
My brother definitely got made fun of in high school and he stopped wearing anything. He started just wearing plain clothes because he was picked on. And honestly, that's really sad. It's sucky. But I feel like if your kids are getting picked on, then they're going to change. If you see a change in it, that means someone's picking on them. If you see no change, apparently everything's fine. Usually they're not going to continue to do something that someone's picking on them for. They'll be a, you know, they'll go off the road a little. They'll make a left turn or something. They'll do something a little askew, right?
Yeah.
And then that's like a sign to be like, hey, everything cool?
Do yeah, you want
to
talk true. About it? That's true.
You know, like allow them. Gage wears the wildest mixture of patterns. I have texted his school all the time and just been like, hey, guys, he dressed himself. Sorry for the 4 t-shirts. I don't know what you want from me. Like
Damien wanted those blue sandals. he wears them all the time now, and I love
it. Axel's been wearing dinosaur rain boots for the last 5 days with every outfit.
Are those the ones I gave you?
Yes, for Gage. Oh, and God, now Axel is obsessed them. With them and he won't wear anything else. I'm always like, go get your shoes on. And he puts them on himself and he walks out. And I'm like, awesome. Thank you. Thanks, Justine. Always handing out. Down all the best things. cell phones, rain boots. But
Spider-Man
honestly,
slippers.
Oh my God, yeah, those too. But, you know, it's important to let them have their own self-expression without any judgment.
It is, yeah.
I don't. And this is a hard thing for me because there's definitely some days, like we have a baptism on Sunday that they have to wear a certain thing for. Like not a certain thing, but I bought them each a new outfit to go.
Yeah.
And I know there's going to be a hard conversation in the morning.
Yeah.
Like the other day, Gage was trying to wear his cowboy hat that was his giveaway at his 4th birthday party that he gave to all his friends. And obviously he got one for himself as his handout thing. And it says Gage on the top, but he's crushed it. He sat on it. It now looks like a summer bonnet because it's unfurled. And he wanted to wear it to his friend's birthday party. And I'm like, dude, I love you. And I had to be like, I don't think we should bring it because, like, what if someone other kid wants it? And then, like, they would try to take
it. It's a hot item.
You know what? It's hot on the streets. And, like, I had to come up with this, like, whole reasoning on why we couldn't wear that hat.
Oh, my God.
And it was literally for personal issues. Like, that's because I didn't want other parents judging me for allowing my kid to wear a summer bonnet with his name on it. And, like, is that right? No. I should just say, fuck them. Why would I care? But at the same time, how it's very hard because like how your kid dresses is a reflection of you in some regards.
Yeah.
Especially when they're young.
See, I think opposite. I think when they're young, it's more excusable because if you're a parent and you see a kid that's dressed absolutely wild, like what you're explaining, what Gage wears. If I didn't know you and I saw you walking to the park and
with a kid with a bonnet,
I'd be like, he wanted to dress himself today. Like, I understand. I know what that's like.
He dresses himself every day. And I love that he does that.
Yeah.
The accessories.
Oh, my God.
Coco Chanel says to take one thing off before you leave.
The dinosaur tail.
They both wear dinosaur tails now, Jessie.
I saw that.
I have six dinosaur tails. I have hooks for them downstairs in my living room.
I'm dying.
Dinosaur tails are off.
Screaming.
My mom literally said, wow, just because your first kid was weird how to wear a tail, you had to go out and buy one for the second kid. And I was like, they were fighting over the tail.
She had to get multiple
There was
options.
Tails for everyone. Other kids wanted tails. I now hand out tails to them all.
That's incredible.
I love it. I don't mind the dinosaur tail. The bonnet is where I drew my line.
You can wear a tail, but not a bonnet.
Honestly, that's good parenting. Take my advice. Tails are fine. Bonnets are bad.
I don't know. I think any kid that's like below second grade.
I feel like it's so hard.
Has a pass.
I feel like. No, because like you always see those kids dressed so cute for Christmas that they're all like wearing matching outfits.
So what about that? So like you said before, I remember the comment I made that they only will wear sweatpants and they were going to like to a party or something like that. I do tell my kids sometimes, I used to, not anymore, but I used to say there were two times a year that we would dress up.
Christmas?
Christmas and Easter were like big in my family where we would put a nice outfit on. I don't force them anymore now. I basically just tell them, if you want to wear sweatpants, that's fine. Wear black sweatpants. And nobody will know
the difference.
And I tell them to
wear
just
put
nice on
sweatpants.
Like wear put on put like a new t-shirt on, not like one that looks raggedy.
Right.
So like
see, holidays are hard for me. Things like baptisms are hard.
Yeah.
Picture day? School picture day is
rough. Oh, we don't do picture day.
You don't do picture day? Why?
Well.
I fucking love picture day.
Quick little story. When Benny and Lincoln were in, I think it was first and third. It was like right before COVID. That's when they were sending the whole packet. And then whatever you don't send back is what you pay for.
Right.
And me and Steve just took the whole packet.
We paid for
and then we never paid for it. So we had a balance for up until I switched their schools to Hotbug.
Well, you could do picture day again now.
Now they want nothing to do with picture day.
You're doing fucking picture day the rest of your life. I love them. Gage's picture days are so good.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're so good. I'll send you pictures. They're fucking adorable. I'm never not going to let you do picture day. And ours is like a digital thing. Mm-hmm. Like they email you and you just.
Yeah, that's what they do now.
Pick what you want. Yeah.
That's what they do now. But like.
I like it because you can change the background like 100 times to decide which one you like.
It's something that I would have liked to do every year. I will do it for Damie.
Yeah, Tony and I have like
I'm doing it for
a dream of having them like up the stairs like
in
this like 90s.
So my mom had this like. Speaking of 90s, my mom had that like foldable frame thingy and she would replace our.
That's what my parents had every year.
And then if you opened it up, it was like all of the pictures behind it.
Yeah, my mom did the same exact thing.
Yep.
Speaking of that, we also had other people's pictures like all over and I would cut out random people's pictures from magazines and tape them over other people's faces in frames and then put them back in the frame and see how long it would take people to notice.
That's incredible.
One time my cousin's husband came over for Christmas and his picture was covered by someone else's picture.
Oh my God.
And he was like, and I was like, didn't like you. Whoops.
Whoopsie.
So anyway.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's hard. I think those days are really hard because I feel like people are judging me based on what my kids are wearing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not putting them in a suit and tie. No. I bought them short sleeve button down in shorts.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't just want you to look like little surfer kids. Like, just like look like a skateboarder.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking of you. I'm not asking you to wear something fancy.
I'm not asking you to wear like a dress pants.
No. Oh, you know what else is really hard for me with my kids, how they dress?
What?
This is like totally stupid. They have to button every single thing. Like, they don't understand that you can just keep a flannel open over your shirt.
Oh my God.
They're always like, but, and I'm like, no, dude, like, that's like your overshirt. Like, I want it to be like, so your undershirt.
You
want to
like flow.
I want you to like look cool. Like, you're wearing a t-shirt with a flannel over it. And they're like, no, I want to be like a button up flannel weirdo. I'm like, what the fuck?
Just be cool, kids.
You can't teach cool, apparently.
You can't. You cannot.
Whatever. I'm trying my best.
You cannot. The best was like, I kind of gave them like a color scheme and what they had to pick out for the wedding.
They all looked really cute.
They did. They ended up all looking adorable, especially Lincoln and Damie because they were matching.
I love that. But do you ever like feel like you have outfits for everyone else to wear and then the day comes and you look like shit because you didn't think about what you were wearing at all?
All the time.
I'm always like, and now?
So I worry about like how the kids look.
Of course.
And then I don't get something for myself.
And this is why we have such bad self-esteem and self-image. Oh,
so basically, that's a wrap on body image.
You're just negatively impacting your kids more than you realize when you say stupid things about yourself.
Yeah.
Keep it light. Keep it happy. Everyone looks great.
I think that's just like the goal. It's just like,
be comfortable in your skin and show your kids that even if you're not comfortable, you're comfortable enough to like have a little fun. Get in the picture. That's the most important thing. Go in the pool.
And
go in the fucking pool with your kids.
Oh my God. Don't even get me started about going in the pool.
Go in the pool and get in the picture.
There were so many times that I completely regret
not
getting in the pool.
100%.
Because I didn't want to put a bathing suit on.
Go in the pool.
Or like
go to the beach.
Not having fun at the beach. I sat down on a chair the whole time wrapped in a towel.
Right. Like, because you're uncomfortable. That's not fair to your kids.
No.
Because they're going to remember that. They're going to remember like, oh, we all went to the beach and it was so nice except for mom sat on the top.
Oh, Lincoln says all the time, you never go in the pool.
Right. Go in the pool. Play with your kids.
I don't ever want to be that mom.
That's the moral of the story.
And also, we need to let our kids be who they want to be and express themselves the way they want to express themselves.
And realize that that's how we are raising confident, self-confident kids.
Yeah.
Is to allow them to express themselves how they want to express themselves now.
Mm-hmm.
So they can figure out who they are later on.
Yeah, and so that their self-esteem is not based on
other people's opinions on them
and how people feel.
And also show them that you're still going to post the picture even if your arm looks fat.
Ugh.
Your arm looks fine, Justine.
It does now because I'm losing
never
weight.
Photoshop the picture. Never Photoshop your picture with your kids.
Ever.
Because that's teaching them that how it was wasn't good enough. And it should always be good enough.
Yeah. Especially if like you're both or you're all happy. And what I was saying before, like the picture of me and Damie, like we're both genuinely laughing in the picture. So the smiles are like so real. And then I was like, I'm not posting this. My nose looks big and my arm looks fat. Max is like, are you stupid?
Yeah, apparently you are.
Apparently.
What we've learned today is that Justine is stupid.
All right. Do we have a Mindful of Mayhem moment?
Oh, God.
Well, we're continuing with our last week was shit for... it's just,
our mayhem has been constant mayhem.
Do you have a mindful moment?
My mindful moment?
I don't know.
Honestly, tonight my dad came over and he brought pizza and stuff and he doesn't usually just stop by and do that. But he actually... like dance Danny Go dances with my kids.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And it was really cute.
Yeah,
it was like heartwarming and funny and sweet and something that doesn't usually happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed it.
I love that.
Yeah, it was good.
I love that.
It was really good. Also, we went to a birthday party and they handed out superhero outfits and now my kids run around.
I saw that.
Just like superheroes. They're the best. I'm obsessed with them. What about you?
Damie does this new thing now where he grabs your face to kiss you.
Aww.
And it literally
is the best feeling.
It's the best fucking feeling ever.
I love it so much.
If he is next to me, he'll do the one arm and he'll just like put our cheeks next to each other.
Damie's such a sweet boy.
Oh my God, he's so sweet.
My kids are not sweet. Axel does this thing where he bites my face and he thinks it's hilarious.
But you know what though? It's all monkey see, monkey do. Like, I know I always make comments about how me and Benny clash, but that kid fucking, he's so mushy.
He's so mushy.
He's Lincoln, obviously. All my kids are mushy. They are.
I know. You're very lucky.
That's just how they
are. That's the dream. I wish I had mushy kids.
But then, like, they give me a hard time.
I love my kids. I don't wish I had different kids. I just wish my kids were slightly mushier.
Yeah, but they might get there.
Yeah. They're fucking... They're hulking my toilet. Literally just punching holes through the walls.
Lincoln was crazy like that.
Yeah. It's like having two Tasmanian devils running directly into each other.
Oh my god, that's a good example. And that's literally
bouncing off of each other all the time. You just see dust clouds. Constant dust clouds. I don't know what's happening. I sweep all the time. It's just dust clouds everywhere. What is going on?
Oh my god.
All right.
All right.
We gotta go to bed.
We need sleep.
Nah, till the next late night.
We will see you next week.
Peace out.
Bye.